Hello?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, what this thing is going to do is just talk. They have this thing where they're going to put the voices in. They need different regions to do things like this. So I get this free 30-minute conversation, and they're going to pay me for it, like $10 or so,
You want to talk to
$20.
me for 30 minutes?
If you want to, sure.
No, that'll be a first.
How are you doing?
No, I'm doing okay. I have the baby in my arm.
Oh, good.
And she was so happy to see me. She was acting like she didn't care the last time I had her with me. Because her mom had came and got her. And I think she likes me better.
Well, that's good.
Just laugh. And Jean, when her daddy was leaving her, she was just looking at him and saying, "Hey, where you going? Better leave me here. I'm warning you." She gave him that look.
Ah, she knows who her daddy is, huh? She.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. She looks just like her grandma.
She looks like who?
Like her grandma.
You?
Well, who else? Well, really, she looks like Rochelle, but who's counting that?
Okay.
Now, what I see is grandma. Well, then tell me, how did you make out with your test?
It's tomorrow, actually.
Well, will you be able to take it?
Yeah, I'll be able to take it. I found out that this money that they talked about was, I called the records office, and they said it's more of a reminder that I owe that much, and that won't prevent me from taking the test, but I still have to pay it.
Okay.
But I will be able to take the test tomorrow. And I've been studying like crazy for the past 3 days. Cause
well, that's why I didn't call you tonight.
Yeah. So, oh, I heard that.
Is it today or tomorrow?
It's tomorrow. Tomorrow morning.
Looks like you shouldn't be on the phone too long.
No, that's okay, because I've been studying all this time, and I came home, I studied some more, and then I know my outlines pretty much. What I had to do was, I told you the format of this test before, right? I had to turn in 5 questions, and then they're going to put 3 on the test, and then I have to answer 2 of them. And the test.
So, in other words, you're making your own test.
Right, right.
Oh, how wonderful!
Well, it's not that wonderful.
Oh yeah, Monica, I think.
Huh?
Earlier today, and Rochelle, and the other girl.
That's Gene. Who called for him?
Oh. Well, let me talk to him too. You know.
Hold on here. Oh, wait a minute. Well, talk to me first.
Okay.
He's going to be in for the night.
Okay. Yeah, so what happened was I put down 5 questions, but I only studied for 4 of them because I didn't want to, like, have all this.
Well, you don't know which one of the questions that they're going to give you on the test.
Well, they're going to give me 3 questions, and I had to answer 2. So even if the one I didn't study for is on it, I can always answer the other 2. That's the way I saw it. So why should I, like, go out of my way to study for 5 questions if I only need to know 4 of them? So what I did was all this time was I read all this information. I put it down because I know the information already. So what I've been doing mainly is just studying, like, outlines and drilling myself to get the outline down on paper.
Mm-hmm.
And once it's there, I will know how to fill it in. So I came home tonight, and I looked at, I just sat down, had my questions in front of me, and wrote down the outlines. And I know them pretty well now. You know, every once in a while, it's like I forget some small little point. But I'm going to keep looking at it tonight. And even if I do forget it, then, I can work around it. But I think I'll be okay.
No.
So.
And so then I shall start saving money to come to your graduation.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Well, you know, Gina's baby is getting, well, might as well say it's Reggie's wedding.
Uh-huh.
Her, the wedding is on the 9th. Not this Saturday, but next Saturday.
Uh-huh.
And I called it Gina's wedding.
Gina's?
Yeah, Reggie's wedding.
Okay.
Because,
she's controlling?
She's the one that's pushing everything. I said she should have pushed the wedding to June or July,
Uh-huh. Why are they having it so early? Like I guess
they're why are they having it so late? The baby is already here.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. The girl had a 9 pounds, 4 ounce baby girl.
Yeah, okay.
Bola Sade.
Her name is what?
Bola Sade.
Bola Sade.
Bola, F-O-L-A.
Bola.
Yeah, Bola Sade.
Where do they get these names from?
Sonia.
Huh?
Sonia.
How did Sonya
she
name?
She wanted a Nigerian name.
Why?
She wanted an African name.
Wait, who wanted the African name?
Angela, Gregory's girlfriend.
Gregory's girlfriend? Oh, Gregory's. Oh, he said Angela. Like, wait a minute. What does what does Angela have to do with all of this? Like, why does Angela have to tell Sonya to give Gregory's baby an African name? Okay, that's his girlfriend's name is Angela.
Right.
And she wanted an African name for the baby.
Right.
So they asked Sonya to give one.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Fola Sade.
Fola. Fola.
Fola?
Yeah, Fola. Like F-O-L-A.
Fola.
Yeah, Fola Sade.
Sade, like the singer.
Yeah.
S-A-D-E.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But you know everybody's going to call her Fola Sade.
Sade. No, they're going to call her Fola Sade.
Fola Sade.
Yeah, Fola Sade. Yeah. I have a feeling that kid's going to be called Sade all the time, and they're going to just drop
them. Well, that's what they said.
They're
going to call her Sade, just like...
the singer, huh?
Mm-hmm. Well, Bola's name is Adebola.
Uh-huh.
A-D-A-B-O-L-A. We call her Bola, you know.
Yeah.
Their middle name is really their first name in Nigeria.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
That's interesting. Mm-hmm. So when was this kid born?
Oh, about a month ago.
Okay.
And I was going to say, well, she gets... In June or something like that, she'll have her figure back, you know, if she ever had one.
No. So, yeah, that's pretty good. So, have you seen the kid?
No, uh-uh.
Okay. Well, that's interesting.
You know, I have this little girl in my arm still.
Uh-huh.
So I smell like somebody's been eating chocolate around. She smells like a little chocolate bar.
Mm-hmm.
She is so sweet, and she really loves her grandmother. I mean, you know, she looks for me. Like, if I leave the room, she'll start calling for me. Ooh, ooh.
So what's going to be your grandmother name?
Grandma.
Grandma? Not granny or?
Please. Not mama. Not mama. Grandma, or she may call me grandmother.
Grandmother.
That's right. Grandma.
What about like mammy?
Grandmammy.
Grandmammy.
Grandmammy. Remember Angela with the mammy?
Yeah, that's why I said it.
Mammy. Get out of here. She threw her head back and started laughing.
Uh-huh.
Just see her. She is so precious.
Yeah.
And she feels so good in your arms.
Yeah, I'll see
her. That's why her grandma doesn't like to put her down. And grandma, I believe, have a full spot right and no one else can watch her.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, you heard her.
Mm-hmm.
Where you going?
Hmm?
She's going somewhere. Oh, she see a spoon. Every time she see that white spoon, baby, she want to get at it.
Uh-huh.
Yummy, yummy. She'll see her. Pretty little girl with a nice big smile. She doesn't smile as much as Jean does, though.
Mm-hmm. As much as Jean does now or her did back then?
She was a baby.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You should see her. Nice little heavy body.
She's 5 months old now, you say?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, might as well say six now.
Okay. So it's like Jean and Gregory's baby going to grow up being in school together, playing around.
Well, this baby's about, 4 to 5 months, 4 months older.
Yeah, they're still being the same grade, right?
Mm-hmm.